Well, I want to call this message a reminder to God's elect. And if you hear snoring in the background, it's my son, Mark. And I think this is a timely message for tonight. I want to start by reading Psalm 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return, ye children, men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away with the flood, they are as asleep, in the morning they are like grass that groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, but in the evening it is cut down and withereth, for we are consumed by thine anger and thy wrath, we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance, for all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. He who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Eternal Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. So satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear to thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Continuing to the 91st Psalm, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, and the head of the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample on their feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, we are living in very perilous times, folks. And we know that every system known to man has been corrupted by Satan and his band. Whether you're talking about political systems, military systems, educational systems, religious systems, any government systems, whether it's federal, local, or state, or city, or county, they're all corrupted by Satan's influence. However, we know that God is the one that is sovereign over all of these systems and Satan. And so the reminder tonight for the believers is that we don't put our faith or our trust in princes or the arm of the flesh, but our trust is in Jehovah God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. The one who said, I am that I am. The one who's from everlasting to everlasting. That's the Lord has placed His faith in us. And so we rest whole mind, body, and soul in the arms of the everlasting Father. And so we need to be reminded of that during these times. We may come to face some very, very testing times in this time where greed has taken over the world and where these systems that are so influenced by Satan have been allowed to thrive and prosper. But we must remember that Christ said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. You know, we've gone through so many times, we've gone through things, and we've wondered how we could get through the other side of these dark tunnels that we go through. And God has brought us through so many tunnels. We look at the light at the end of the tunnel. That light was there all the time, and that light is Jesus Christ. And we must remind ourselves that there's nothing that we can take refuge in other than the Lord. The ninth psalm says, I will be glad and rejoice. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. Verse 7, but the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. There are so many great promises in the Lord. Our strength, our rock, you know. And so I would encourage us to go back to the Psalms. Psalm 18 says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer and my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows encompassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also, the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wrath. Well, I want to just conclude this thought tonight because, you know, we see what's going on around us in our culture, in our society. We see what has happened, and we have to be reminded that God has done wonderful things in providing for us eternal life through His Son. And, you know, I sometimes we can't help but get discouraged when we look around us and see all of these things. But in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, it says, wherefore, seeing we are also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And then down in the 22nd verse. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. And then we see that, if we go over to the 13th chapter, he says in the 20th verse, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of sheep, through the blood the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is a reminder tonight for God's elect that God has done all things well, even though when we look around us, we sometimes in our flesh quiver and quake over what's going on. And, you know, let's now look at that great cloud of witnesses that went before us. Let's just view that great cloud of witnesses. He says that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were not made of things are seen which were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out in the place which he should after receive from the angels, obeyed, and he went out knowing whither he went. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning their bones. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with him that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. What shall I say, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promise, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword out of weakness, were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Well, you know, the reason I'm reading this is to encourage the believers in Christ Jesus who may feel alone tonight. They may feel in despair. They may not feel like Christ is close to them tonight. You know, but let us be reminded that God has given us His Word as comfort we can go to in these times of loneliness, times of trials, times of heartache, when we're separated from our natural families, and we feel almost, sometimes we are almost compelled to succumb to the wicked devices of Satan. You know, isn't that what we feel like sometimes? But you know, let us focus on Christ, and let us realize that God is in control, and that He is merciful to us, whom He has placed His love upon, and He is kind. And I want to read the 103rd Psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, and His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor reward us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him, for He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for a man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and he is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and is righteous unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places and of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The believers need to be reminded that God is still on the throne. He's never left His throne. He's never changed. He's immutable. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is always, has always loved His elect, and He will always love us. We don't understand that, but it's unfathomable to us. You know, He says that we're elect according to the foreknowledge of God, our God the Father. You know, He says that He's chosen us in Him from the foundation of the world. He tells us that as many as were ordained to eternal life will believe. He tells us that all the Father has given him will come to him, and all that come to him he will in no wise cast out. He tells us that no man can pluck them out of his hand, and no man can pluck them out of his Father's hand, and he and his Father are one. There are many wonderful, wonderful promises he gives his believers, the elect. You know, he says that, sometimes we get discouraged in this fallen world that we're living in. We look around us and our spirits are grieved, you know. Says Lot was vexed with the filthy communication of Sodom every day. Isn't that what he said? That's what he said. But yet, we know that in our flesh dwells no good thing, but we also know that Christ has gained the victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. You know, he tells us in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That according as written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." These great promises are for to comfort our souls during these times of spiritual drought. We need to cleave to the Word of God, as the Holy Spirit would quicken His Word to our hearts, you know. It says that He's predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ Himself according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of the sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to good pleasure which He had purposed in Himself. It says, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Places in Christ. You know, according as He hath chosen us in Him. In Him, before the foundation of the world. Well, it says in that what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. You know, this is great, great information for God's elect. God, who's rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, says that He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in Him. He says He is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. You know, I don't think we can spend too much time looking at what Christ has done for us, because it is our only hope. We can't look to ourselves. We can't look to anything that we've done in this life. It's all filthy rags. But we can look to Christ and what He's done. You see in 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, it says, verse 13, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Whereunto He called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, He says in the third chapter, the fifth verse, "The Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ." I'm thankful for God's word. I'm thankful for the promises that we have in His word, and we can just look to Christ for everything. In 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the 19th verse says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." And I'm thankful that we have all these warnings and these admonitions and exhortations, but we also have a lot of comfort that we gain from the scriptures. In Titus, the third chapter, says, verse 5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." This is what our hope is. You know, our hope can rest on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. And, you know, His oath, His covenant, His blood supports me in the whelming flood, and all around my soul His way. He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, well, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before Thy throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. And so I hope that this has been an encouragement to those that might listen to this, whether you're young or old, whether you're black or white, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're male or female, whether you're in this country or in some other country, whatever situation you find yourself in, if you are an elect child of God, I'm here to say, comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. your sins are pardoned, your iniquity is covered, and Christ has done all things well. Father, we pray that you take this message and cause all of your elect to remember your great mercies and love extended on the cross of Calvary for all of your people, how you shed your precious blood, and how that you've loved us from everlasting to everlasting. We ask these things in Christ's name for your glory alone. Amen.